This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'll be honest with you. I'm in way over my head. The whole planet is without Christ. And I'm not talking about the fake churches, but I'm talking about in my life experiencing real good and evil. Jesus Christ is real. God is real. The God of the Old Testament, the New Testament is real. Yeshua, Jehovah, it's God. And you can have all these names, and the churches can fight over names, and what day of the week the Sabbath is. Look, it's a relationship in your heart. You know God from the devil. God wants to give you green fields and healthy kids and beautiful sunsets and life and honor and strength, but will challenge you. The devil's a bunch of weird rich people raping little kids, man. Grabbing them out of their yards, scaring the living hell out of them, sucking their youth out of them, sucking their soul out, turning them into little Renfields. Because most of the kids, they just turn into little brain damage. You've been on kids that have been raped a bunch, and they're like, they're screwed up for life. There's something missing in them. They're dream stealers. Let me tell you something. Hollywood's here to steal your dreams. South by Southwest is satanic. When I say satanic, I mean corporately. It's all about all these hopeless people coming and trying to make money and a gold rush. The only gold rush is the horrible creatures that sit above it. I'm trying to explain. Satanism is only one crude aspect, or the ancient rites of Satanism is only one crude aspect. War is the great god of this. War you start. And going back into ancient times, black uniforms. I'm not saying you're bad at wearing a black uniform, but in history, people didn't wear black uniforms, folks, unless you were committed to Satan. Shaitan, Saturn. And again, the average person doesn't even know that this stuff's taken over our whole society. They don't even realize how connected it's gotten to everything. Now, I haven't even told you all the big guests we have today, because I have just been blown away by what I already knew was coming, because I already knew from other sources separate from WikiLeaks. And now those sources have come right out and said, yes, Alex, the game is so close, we're so freaked out. Obviously, the U.S. government released it all, not the Russians, okay? Colonel Shaver started laughing. He goes, Alex, come on, you know this is the U.S. government. I go, are you sure? He goes, well, of course I'm sure. He's the guy who's leaked stuff before. I'm not saying he's one of the sources, but he basically told you it's the Marines and the Army. And I knew the Marines were involved, but, imagine the people looking at all this stuff and actually knowing what the Democrats are into. And by the way, the Democrats are far worse than the Republicans. They are basically 90% taken over at the highest levels by people doing the worst stuff you can imagine. Republicans, it's about 30%. It got up to about 50% a few years ago, but this culling politically has really brought the pedophile devil worshiper number down to a 25-30% right now. Democrats is about 90%. And, man, once they get rid of that last percent and once they get full control of everything, they're coming after us, folks, because they want to have their way with us. And let me just give you the good news, Democrats. I know you're not giving us quarter. I understand that. Thank you for letting us know. You like bullying little kids, do you? You think they're real scared of you? You think we're scared of you? Think I am? Think I'm scared of you? I'm scared of you. I'm scared of not running over you, and we're going to. We're going to get you. You better believe that and bet your bottom dollar. And there's nothing you can do that's going to stop us, and you know it. You know metaphysically we've already got our hands around your little neck. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Those that would hurt the children, better they tie a millstone around their neck and cast themselves into the deepest sea. Because it's not a fiery grave you'll go to. but one where you're with your kind forever. And if that isn't hell, I don't know what is.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They just reminded me that I did not plug anything last hour. We need funding. We're in the second hour. 3.5 days out from the election. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I only say this because it's a bellwether of how they're collapsing all over the Internet, all over Twitter, all over Reddit, all over YouTube. It's everywhere. People saying, Alex Jones is proven right. Oh, my gosh. Everything he keeps saying keeps coming out days after he talks about it. What in the world's going on? You know, does he have access to WikiLeaks before anybody else? No, I don't. I do have sources, but I've also studied these people. And I know that the Secret Service and FBI and others told me that the Clintons and Obama are involved in occultic activity. And they made jokes out of it. He smelled himself and says, do I smell like sulfur? But why did they respond to that? Not because they thought it was discrediting, but because it scares them. They go after whatever is the strongest point, like they're the authority to psychologically then make us stop covering it. Oh, we got attacked. We better stop covering it. Well, WikiLeaks has released it, and as Assange said, what he's releasing will send Hillary to jail. He says it's the worst thing it can be. NYPD told Doug Hagman, who is popping in later today, he was on 2 days ago telling you this. We wrote articles about it, InfoWars.com. WikiLeaks, sex crimes, blackmail, child abuse. And how you do it is via rituals, sex parties. Then the parties involve blood of children. Then the parties involve... That's how they do it, by successive approximation. That's how you're brought into a cult. I came within inches of getting into the mid-level of this. I've told people about this 20 years. I experienced it. Where, oh, my God, I can't believe they go, this incredibly hot girl wants to date me when I'm 14 years old. Now she's 3 years older than me. No, they wanted me in their cult. And then it happened repeatedly. It happened to people I knew. And then bad stuff, people would die. You name it, ladies and gentlemen. And the richer the area you get close to. I mean, my dad owned dental offices and a leasing supply company, and I thought he was a rich guy, and he had a big ranch. He was one of the poorest people in the neighborhood. And, again, you're right next to this, going to church, having no idea what's going on right next to you. That's what's happened. The WikiLeaks have come out with Podesta going to rituals where they drink blood and urine and semen. And Baphomet and have effigies of children that they pour blood on. And they cut themselves. And they say it's Aleister Crowley, the worst black magic out there. Now, he was coming on to talk about the waterfront. We're going to him in just a moment. We're loaded with guests today. We have Dr. Steve Pachenik, part two on the soft coup. Doug Hagman, the Northeast Intelligence Network, that before it was in the news, said it's going to come out, abuse of children, you name it. It's tied into Haiti, missing kids, you name it. That's going to confirm, see? A pretty good source, huh? William Binney, former head of the National Security Agency, technical director. He's coming on. There's all these top folks, including British ambassadors, say the leak is from U.S. intelligence. John Rappaport right now. Roger Stone. I'm going to host the fourth hour today. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic time to be alive. I have just been absolutely poleaxed by this because I knew it was coming out, but to know they're involved in all this, and to know it's even worse, and to know that the word is WikiLeaks is going to release even more, and to watch how the mainstream media has lockstepped itself to this is unprecedented. Now, we're going to go to Rappaport to talk about this for two brief segments. Got a lot of guests today, but first, we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because I'm so bad about not plugging it out, because I'm just covering news here, and buy the products. We have got amazing products there. We have the new hair and skin formula and nail formula that is the very best out there. Out of the gates, discounted $19.95. Other competitors, $50, $60, $70. We showed you yesterday with bottles of the competitors that doesn't even have as much as ours does, and it's twice or three times more. This is insane. Everybody should get this. Bio, PCA, InfoWarsLife.com. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139. They just didn't take this special down, so bring it one more day. It's supposed to be gone. You can take advantage of this. 30-40% off of super high-quality, storable food. These monsters want to control you by making you dependent. It's time to become independent. We have the best storable food out there. It ends, I guess, at midnight tonight. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Also ending tonight, 30% off the ProPure G2 King Gravity Water System. I wouldn't drink the water this government puts out, folks. They're all about adulterating you covertly. It's lesser magic. Everything they do is a ritual. I'm not the one that believes in this. They do. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I've had him on about the election and what he predicts, and you know they're going to try to cause riots if Trump wins, which all the polls show he should. Even though they're adding many more Democrats to the sampling, he's still now winning and gaining as more comes out. I want to get into that with Rappaport in this brief interview today, and he's joining us more next week for a full hour. We broadcast 52 hours live starting Monday at 11 a.m., but he's not just a political analyst and writer and researcher for some of the biggest publications in the country. He also has written on these cosmologies that humans can envision and build incredible things, but evil people use this innate power, or made the image of God, towards very twisted aims. And what do you make, John, from NoMoreFakeNews.com, about the fact that it's all coming out, the occultism that they're involved in, the nastiest type. Crowley said sacrifice children. That was his big thing, as you know. You're an expert, I know, on this. You've written books on the subject. We've never really had you on about that. What does this signify?
It signifies, first of all, total bankruptcy of character. it means that these people are at the bottom of the swamp. That's where they live. That's where they think. That's where they plan. The idea of ritual, which, of course, you've covered for many years, starting with Bohemian Grove. Why? What's that all about? It's saying, I have no common sense. I have no rationality. I have no logic. I have no vision of my own. I have to participate in some incredibly demeaning, ridiculous, insane thing in order to hypnotize myself into thinking that I have some kind of power. That's what all these people are doing. And they're desperate to search for anything that some lunatic like Crowley, you know, proposed. Well, drinking blood, sacrificing animals, sacrificing children. This is the way to power. It's sheer psychopath insanity. And the fact that these people are thinking about it, planning it, participating in it, means only one thing. That's all they've got. They've got nothing else, and they want to drag everybody else they can down into that pit, and they want to blackmail them if they refuse to be drowned in that pit along with them. That's all they've got. They have nothing else. That's what we're talking about here, that level of insanity.
John, I love your truth. The way you just – it is such a pleasure to just – because I'm desperately trying to – crystallize this for people. It upsets me so much today that I almost couldn't come on air because you're right. They're so fallen. They're so twisted. They want to hurt innocents. They hate God's creation. They want to bring us down. And the sad thing is they get people to join them who just want power, not realizing innately being good is the true stairway to heaven and unlimited connection to the infinite.
Exactly. I mean, power is good is. Those things are connected, you know. They're connected for anybody with a few working brain cells. These people are at the opposite end of the spectrum. That's what we have to realize. That's what your listeners, your viewers, that's what everybody has to understand.
I wonder why they've always been so attracted to me. And I know they go after a lot of other people. They see their up-and-comers, but they were always after me when I was a kid. And I guess they just want to recruit people they see that are strong and aggressive.
Yeah, because they feel like they can turn you to their purposes. And it's pure destruction, you see. When you erase all the embroidery and so forth, what these people are about is destruction. You can't make any sense out of it if you're trying to make sense, because there isn't any sense. You know, do you want to go out and blow up a city?
No.
Do you want to go out and kill thousands of people? Of course not. But these people do. That's all they've got, to say it again, is pure destruction.
Look at the Al-Qaeda footage that was released to us exclusively in WorldNet Daily. And I said WorldNet Daily could have it. It was just so over the top. Plus, and of course, he had more gravitas to cover it than I did because he had the experts and had actually broken it. And it was Al-Qaeda, ISIS, cutting up dead soldiers and making people eat it before they kill them in a ritual to send them to hell. And I mean, that is pure Satanism.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the lowest form of insanity. It's not human. It's totally inhuman.
Why does this keep manifesting? And what do you think of it now coming out via WikiLeaks? The Podesta is involved with a menu of blood and semen and placenta.
It doesn't really surprise me, Alex, that these people live where they live. They live right in that swamp. That's where they are. Because it's like you said, you get drawn into a cult by degrees. And then you discover, the further you get into it, that it's all about destruction. That's all it is. And at the heart of it are the most evil people who take pleasure from destroying other people. That's what they want to see. They want to see what it looks like for a person who's free, independent, and powerful to be destroyed by degrees. That is what gives them pleasure. Now, people don't believe this because they can't conceive of it. But once you brush up against it, once you feel that or see that in action, then you understand. These people have gone over to the dark side completely because they were desperate. They had nothing else. They couldn't find any shred of creativity or logic or anything within themselves, and so they sacrifice themselves to become what they thought.
Powerful. NoMoreFakeNews.com. What an amazing day to have John Rappaport on with us to be able to chime in, because he is an expert on how these cults work and has written books on the subject. We'll be right back to get into the election overall, the talk of terror attacks, what happens if Trump wins.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Technical director of the National Security Agency, who first said 6 months ago that the leaks aren't coming from the Russians, they're coming from the U.S. intelligence agencies, will be joining us to cover the latest on WikiLeaks and more. William Binney. We got John Rappaport with us for one more segment. We're setting it up, I know, for an hour next week. We do the 52-hour broadcast from Monday at 11 a.m. right through to the Wednesday at 3 p.m. This is the most historic time ever to be alive, folks. major human crossroads. It is truly remarkable what we're witnessing. Dr. Steve Pachinik, Doug Hagman, Roger Stone. Doug Hagman was on 2 days ago and said the NYPD has sex crimes against kids, the occult, money laundering, bribery, blackmail. That's what this is all about, is getting you blackmailed. John Rappaport, other points you'd like to cover in the limited time we have, this election, they're talking about terror attacks coming, I guess as a distraction. Will the Soros groups activate if Trump does win, have civil unrest, or are they planning to steal it from Trump, blow something up, say that we did it as a way to bring in civil control? I mean, clearly, this is the juncture point. This is the crossroads.
Yeah, it is. Definitely Soros-funded violence if Trump wins, no question about it. Beware of early network projections of the winner on Tuesday night, maybe not even so early. Anytime you see that, projections from the networks, know that you're talking about crimes, fraud, fakery, all of that. I've written about it extensively. Remember terms like Associated Press, NEP, Network, National Election Pool, Edison Research, Matofsky. These are all elements that cook up a winner that the networks then project. Well, it's all over, folks. The winner is Hillary. That's it. Okay, we're done. We're waiting for concession speech. We're waiting for victory speech. But it's all over because, and you have to remember this, the media consider the election a media event, which they own. They own the debates. They own the primaries. They own the interviews. They own the election.
And WikiLeaks proves it's all rigged. So Trump's right to be saying that. I would say he's going to win by a landslide going over all the evidence. So how do they countermand something like that?
Well, you had Bev on finally, Bev Harris. I mean, she laid out how the GEM system works and how they can rig it electronically and invisibly. But you could see something fairly close, and then she pulls away. Okay, exit polls are showing now, and this and that and so forth. We can now call Michigan for Hillary, et cetera, et cetera. And they just keep building this up to the point where they then declare a winner to make it look credible. He put up a good fight, yes, indeed. It wasn't, a sweep that we thought it was going to be for Hillary. They bring in the pundits. Everybody starts talking. It's a done deal. Game over. That's it. That's what they want to convince you of. And when I wrote about the extensive vote fraud involved in Prop 37 in California in 2013, a GMO labeling ballot initiative, what I found was there were, 2-3 million votes that were uncounted in California when they projected that Prop 37 had lost. They just perpetrate this fraud time after time after time. Beware of the projections from the networks of the winners. Look between the lines. Look at what they're doing and how they're shaping this as a story. The media are telling a story. They believe they own the election because it's basically a media event. And they are all bought, sold, and corrupted and so forth. So you know the story that they're going to tell.
Well, John, I know you've already agreed to do an hour during the 52-hour broadcast. You'd like to host twice as well. I really appreciate you. How do folks find out more about your amazing work? I know it's nomorefakenews.com. You also have some big blogs.
Just come to nomorefakenews.com. Everything is there. Everything is there.
Do you agree with me in closing, though, that the good news is this is the animating contest and the explosion of awakening that's happened is scaring the establishment? It's like light is starting to come back into the world.
Absolutely. No question about it. This movement, you've got to remember, is bigger than this election. It's bigger than Trump. It's bigger than any one person. It's everybody waking up to the fact that we have been fooled, tricked. Completely tricked, which is the strategy of the corrupt, is to trick the innocent.
They bring darkness, not light.
And we're taking it back. That's it. That's the story, and it keeps going.
What is your gut prediction, or feeling? I mean, I think Trump's going to win. It's going to be so big they're going to have trouble. I think they're going to try to stop him, and I think it's going to come out the day of the election that, you know what goes with devil worship. So they want to go there. They're going to elect this, and then it's going to be released.
Yeah. I don't know, Alex. I'm 50-50 on this. They're going to try to rig it every way they can.
Well, I mean, what Assange has said, though, is if she gets elected, that's fine, because what comes out will destroy her. So I almost want to see the Democrats have it their way. The problem is, though, she may start a nuclear war to cover it up. We'll talk to you again next week. God bless you.
Thank you.
The Empire's on
the
run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101 night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Just 3.5 days out. It's Friday. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm intending to organize the crew to come in and do a limited 2-3 hour broadcast that will be internet only. Stations are welcome to pick it up. We'll put it up on the satellite sometime tomorrow evening. Too much is breaking. Too much is happening right now. Now, the New York Times 3 days ago did a review of the High Priestess. And then we're going to our guest, of the cult that the head of the Democratic Party or the head of Hillary's campaign, Podesta, attends, where on the menu they have blood, semen, mother's milk, and then they conduct ceremonies and then sacrifice children in effigy. At least that's what it appears. We have the videos. I was told by our NYPD source and told you this 2 days ago that it was going to come out that it was basically a big blackmail operation. This is in the new WikiLeaks. We're not saying that actual child sacrifice is happening here, but this is real Satanism. And she's even done a Reddit, Ask Me Anything, and Buckley can pop in and tell you about the High Priestess, where she said, oh, if it's public, it's not a ritual, but if it's private, it is. And that's obviously what I told you last hour before I was aware of that. That's how they do it. It's how they sell this occult stuff to the public. But this is what Assange just says is coming out. And reportedly, stuff even wilder than this is coming out. So, Buckley, before we go to William Benny with big bombshells on WikiLeaks and more, he's been vindicated saying that this was a U.S. intelligence leak that's now coming out everywhere. But real fast, Buckley, getting into that Reddit point from an Ask Me Anything with this lady and tell us about her.
Exactly. So basically there's lots of different celebrities that are, you know, talk about the Illuminati like Jay-Z and some of the other celebrities that sort of hint at it with the imagery inside of their videos, etc. And the question is this always just some sort of playful take on spiritualism and just kind of a jokey kind of thing that's a little bit scary and spooky like Halloween? Or is it real? And so when pressed by the reality of it, they're always going to fall back on, okay, no, it's art, we're just expressing ourselves in a certain way, that it's you know, the darkness in our souls, the yin and the yang, the shadow, etc. But however, here is a really descriptive point. Mrs. Abramovich did a Reddit Ask Me Anything, and in that AMA, somebody said, Marina, what do you see the occult having within contemporary art? Can magic be made, not simply appropriated slash performed? And this was her answer. Everything depends on which context you are doing what you are doing. If you are doing the occult magic in the context of art or in a gallery, then it is art. If you are doing it in a different context, in spiritual circles or private houses or on TV shows, it is not art. The intention, the context for what is made and where it is made defines what is art or what is not. So essentially, what she's doing right here is she is professing the fact that she is literally buying into this demonology and this idea of using power, occultic power, to subjugate people and torture people for their own means and for their own ascension into power over people.
That's right. And Buckley himself's an expert on this, and we ought to get him to come in and interview about it someday. Thank you so much, Buckley. Now, that's one of our top researchers, Buckley Hammond, been here at InfoWars off and on for 20 years. Now, William Benny joins us. Again, we don't normally cover topics like this. I'm here as a sociologist and anthropologist looking at how they control political circles. Just like a local gang will have you go rob a liquor store and shoot the clerk, become a MAID member, so they have dirt on you. But we've known from WikiLeaks and we've known from other sources, law enforcement, that really bad stuff with kids is coming out, the occult, you name it. This has now been released. This is a satanic ritual, Aleister Crowley, secret rituals going on with the head of her campaign. All right, Bill Clinton, in his own book, we're going to go over this after William Benning leaves us. Here's the Washington Post and CNN. Book says Hillary talked to the dead. It goes on to say that Bill Clinton practices voodoo. In his own words, he says it's beautiful and wonderful to have evil and good spirits enter him. This is the new article on InfoWars.com. Flashback. Occultic Hillary summons the dead, refuses to speak to Christ. This is a new article by Kit Daniels. You cannot make this up. Top story on Drudge. The FBI, quote, says they believe she's pure evil, quote, the Antichrist. This is it. This is the Guardian. Now, William Binney's a scientist, a mathematician, top code breaker living, former technical director of the NSA. We don't cover stuff like this. He doesn't cover stuff like this, but we're covering the contents of what's in the 650,000 emails that were clearly to frame people. That's coming out. I have to tell you, our sources of the government have been so on target. Doug Hagman's coming on a little bit later with the Northeast Intelligence Network. He has his NYPD sources. He said a lot of this on air. He didn't want to say the Satanism on air. I talked to him off air because it was so shocking. But he said crimes against children, stuff just unspeakable. The police, look, our government's not perfect. But imagine, the stuff Hillary's done is so bad, they admit there's a total mutiny in the FBI. So William Benny hinted at this 6 months ago. He's been clear the last few months. He's been SWAT team raided before for just talking to Congress. But we now have the former British ambassador coming out 2 days ago saying it's the U.S. government leaking it. We have members of Congress saying that. Benny was the first to say it. Assange has come out in an interview conducted by the University of Dartmouth and said The Russians have nothing to do with it. So they're trying to deflect away from the what's happening in the WikiLeaks and in other documents, saying it's the Russians. Clearly, it's not. William Binney, helped bring down the Soviet Union and was equivalent to a multi-star general heading up the NSA. He's not a Russian agent. I'm not a Russian agent. We're just patriots telling the truth. So, Mr. Binney, it's bizarre to get into all this, but can you speak to, before we get into what other WikiLeaks may be coming out, how you knew early on or sensed, or I guess had sources, that this was U.S. intelligence? But separately, I mean, what's already come out is so damning, and Assange says what's coming out next is even worse. What do you want to tackle first, sir?
It's good to be with you again, Alex. But I would say the thing that tipped me off was the fact that the intelligence community was not coming out and saying exactly who did it, because they've got control of the entire network. Now, when you do that, anything passing across the network, you know where it comes from and where it goes to. So there's no excuse for them not knowing. So that gave me the clue that right away it was not somebody passing things across the net or hacking in. It was somebody inside who had the data and took it out and then passed it on to WikiLeaks. That was the basic clue to me.
They've got to be panicking, because the word is new leaks are coming out every day as the government really, I guess, in mass. In the beginning, a patriot's a pretty scarce man, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. It was really hard to be a William Binney or a Mr. Drake or others. Now, as more go forward, as we realize how bad the Clintons are, it seems to be a tsunami's coming. What's your view on that?
I think Thomas Jefferson said it pretty well. He said, we're heading to collapse. The only two things that have to happen as a government, the only two things that have to happen is centralized control and corruption. And we've passed both those tests. You know, with the collection of data on everybody, that's centralized power and control. And with all the corruption we're seeing now, and the WikiLeaks is one of the only sources we get that is exposing all of this corruption. But you're getting the sense now that some of the people internally, I know a lot of the people in the intelligence agencies and the police are really good people, and they can't, this is sickening them. And so they're starting to revolt internally too. So, I think all of that is kind of summing up that we are now starting a revolt against this process of centralized control and corruption.
I know you can't talk about classified matters, but it's well known that using the occult is a way to rope people into crimes so they can be blackmailed. Looking at this latest stuff coming out with, this top lady promoted by the New York Times, this love by the Democrats and all these billionaires hanging out with the top, Democratic Party people in Aleister Crowley rituals. That's how they're described by them. Bathtubs of blood, simulated human sacrifice. I don't want to mention the things on air that are going on here, but there's videos of it. And then reportedly, what's going to come out is even worse. As an expert on criminal activity, I would say, formerly running the NSA, what do you make of this?
Well, it's pretty consistent with the people. The KGB used to do this all the time, try to entice people into doing things that they would be embarrassed about or would not want exposed. And then they'd use that against them as blackmail to convert them into an agent for them. This is pretty standard. This is what Bush, Cheney, Hayden, and Tenet did with some of the members of Congress. They roped them in, and then they were committed. And they did the same thing with the FISA court senior judge in early 2002. So it's very similar. It's the same process. This has gone on since humans have tried to organize into civilization.
So it's a system of corruption. The average person doesn't understand corruption isn't just people become corrupt. The corruptors get you involved in the corruption to expand it.
Yep, that's right. They'll try to rope you in any way they can.
Wow. Well, they were unable to rope you in, and you stopped them. It's good to know, and it's been somewhat declassified, that until you left and others left, they were not spying on the general public. They were doing it legally and lawfully, targeting governments, which is your job. Now it's completely wide open. Oh, but we're not safe, though. ISIS, they tell us, could strike the election, and they've brought in all these unvetted refugees. It's just crazy.
Well, they're setting us up again, aren't they? They're bringing in people who will attack us eventually, some of them anyway. And so all that does is perpetuate the fear-mongering on terrorist attacks. That means they continue to get more money and get to do what they want to do and keep everybody else in the dark and just keep them uninformed and manipulable. You know, then now they all can be manipulated any way the central power wants. That's what that power gives them.
Wow. I've been asking the question here. You know, you're the expert. What is it like for you to sit back when you got persecuted, others did, for just testifying secretly to Congress about illegal spying that you were trying to expose? Folks being sent to jail, you name it, you've been vindicated. But I guess that's bittersweet because now the corruption's admitted, but nothing's being done about it. And WikiLeaks, this drip of just more and more bona fide crime and lying to Congress and covering up crimes and selling out our secrets. And then the media sits there and plays dumb and tries to ignore the real meat and potatoes. But there's no way Hillary long term can get away with all this.
No, I mean, even if she gets elected, this is still going to go on. I mean, WikiLeaks, I'm sure, is not going to end and stop. And certainly, it seems to me, anyway, that there are so many unhappy is probably not a strong enough word, but sick people. People have gotten sick for what's been going on corruption-wise in our government. You know, for example, in the Department of Justice, when they attempted to prosecute us, they fabricated evidence. And they put it in an indictment, and we were going to be indicted, according to our lawyer. But since I caught them and had evidence of malicious prosecution, why they dropped it and ran. But the point is, they fabricated the evidence, and someone in the DOJ felt so bad about it, they sent us a copy of their draft indictment. So we've got all that as evidence of what they're doing. I mean, it's no longer, as I keep saying now, it's no longer a Department of Justice; it's a Department of Just Us.
I'm kind of seen, and I'm talking about myself, but I'm in the middle of the story, so I have to, as like a bellwether of being this radical, but as everything we've talked about and our guests have talked about, because our guests are the big secret of the show, that's really what InfoWars is, not so much Alex Jones. And as everything we've talked about comes out exactly as we said, our credibility is just exploding right now. There's a big meme on the internet that, wow, Alex Jones was right, but I just want to be clear. I wasn't right. You were right. Drudge was right. Colonel Schaefer was right. Cy Hirsch was right. I mean, I have all these major heavy hitters that are the top journalists, the top experts on, and they're all basically saying the same thing. So the American people keep saying, give us a better government. Our government's what's bad. But really, most people in the government have gone public and said no, and the American people are too busy watching football games. So, you know, there's always this demonize the government. And sure, it's too big, it's out of control, but isn't it the people now? It's their turn to do something, because we've seen incredible heroism by people out there doing the right thing to get us the truth.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Alex, because you're one of the very few people in media who will carry these kinds of conversation. I mean, the mainstream media will not touch anything national security related. And they won't, of course, they'll cover up, and they won't touch anything that's detrimental to the Democrats. So, and they'll attack the Republicans. So that's their mantra. That's their whole operational process. But fortunately, we have you and some others in the media and radio and TV who will air this kind of information. So that people have a chance.
Well, and also Oliver Stone did a great job. You were the top technical advisor. Film is incredible. Snowden, and we're all in this together. Clearly, sir, they're coming after the internet. We've heard a lot about internet kill switches. I know you can't get into it, but if anybody knows about it, it'd be you. They admit since you left, Obama has put these control systems in to kind of force feed down websites messages they want and kind of commandeer the web more than killing the web. A, can you kill the web? And B, can you speak to that?
Yeah, it is. It's possible to shut off switches and things like that. And servers that manage the web operations, they certainly can do that because they've got implants in, you know. The last slide in Snowden's material said they had 50,000 implants in the worldwide network. Now, that means software and hardware implanted combinations of things like that implanted in the switches and servers that run the network worldwide. So, you know, if they have a little instruction in there that says close down the switch or close down the server, they could send that out in a broadcast way and shut down the whole network.
And That's why I think that's the strongest revelation of Snowden in the film. You learn they put this into the entire grid. What if AI malfunctioned, or what if a foreign state or hackers or an insane person got in control of those switches? I mean, it sounds like they built in something that is just incredibly dangerous.
Yes, that's another short-sighted thing they did. It's a matter of, I keep saying they have no monopoly on smart people. But, you know, there's a lot of people around the world can figure out these things or detect weaknesses or also find, problems in the software that they've implanted and manipulate that software. That's not unquestionable. I mean, you know, it's a process of having smart people look at software and figure out how to do it. And once they do, the whole network is vulnerable.
Boy, it's almost like the devil runs things or something. I tell you, this is really bad.
Unfortunately, the technology makes all this possible, too. And they haven't really figured out a smart way of monitoring everything and stopping it. You know, Dr. John Taggart and I, back in 1991 or 92, we had proposed a way that would be able to stop this kind of stuff. And that was we proposed to NSA internally that we would set up a set of software and implant it in all the network logs worldwide for the NSA network and be able to monitor everybody on the network, what they did as they did it, and then be able to stop them if they're doing something wrong or, prevent things from happening. So it was a matter of knowing everything that was happening.
Stay there. Break this down. We've got a break, sir. Come back and explain this to us. We'll be right back. But the problem is it works. They didn't want that. They want problems.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. The United States is now run by the TPP, all these big multinational agreements. We really are a captured country. And the establishment hopes that it's so over the top what they've done, the power grab is so big, the global government they're building is so out of control, that they just ignore the fact that it's being constructed until it's too late, and then you just roll over the opposition because no real opposition ever formed. And last time William Benny was on, I said, what's their main goal? He said, global corporate government. That's why this is international. That's why it scoops up all the data. And he was getting into a system they were developing that was constitutional, that was specifically targeting, but they didn't want it. Please continue.
Where did I leave off, Alex? Help me here.
You were just getting into how you guys had developed a system that didn't violate people's rights.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm right with you now. Okay, yeah. And this was in 1991 or 92. What we had proposed internally in NSA was we would develop all the software to do this and be able to monitor all the programs, all the productivity of each and every program in the world, and what people on their worldwide network were doing, and be able to do calculations like return on investment and, you know, things like that, so we could monitor the success or failure of any of the programs and things like that. So the first, we had two groups of oppositions internally in NSA. The first group were the analysts. You know, they said, you mean you're going to monitor everything I'm doing on the network? And we said, yes. And said, you'll be able to say I'm not smart here or there, and I need training here or there. And we said, yes. And we thought that'd be a good thing to do. And they said, I don't want you monitoring me. You mind your business. Do your job. I'll do mine. And the second group were the managers of NSA. And they said, you mean to tell me that you'll have knowledge of all the return on investment of every program we're running? And they'll know the status and success or failure of every program and its development as it progresses? At least we said yes. And they'll also know how we're spending money and moving it around internally in NSA? We said yes. And, you know, they'll also see all the contractors and how they manipulate or use contractors to help develop the proposals and all of that. So that, I mean, contractors in general write the proposals for NSA to issue contracts to them. It's like an incestuous relationship.
Sure. So the big enchilada here is the NSA can spy on everybody but themselves, and it's
exactly.
Not spying when you're the top spy agency to make sure you've not been penetrated, to make sure the networks are working, and to watch everybody. I would expect that the NSA, I better be spied on, but instead, the watchers are the only group that doesn't get watched. That sounds insane.
Yeah, well, the reason they did that is because they didn't want Congress, and they said this, they didn't want Congress to know all this stuff. I mean, because after all, they might cancel our programs, you know?
And so now they basically have taken over, and they have just, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, our proposal lasted just a month and a half. We had barely a chance to express the proposal, and it was killed. So, but that's why Snowden could take all the material that he did, and they didn't even know anything.
But, well, you made that point. This makes it so easy to penetrate because they've done this.
Yeah, right.
We've only got a minute left. I want to thank you for your time. I know a film's coming out in very, very soon, agoodamerican.org. This documentary that you're in, not just Hollywood film. I want to have you back up for that. In the last minute, any other points you'd like to make, sir?
No, except that Thomas Jefferson had it right. I mean, he was a true visionary. He saw how, I mean, he just understood how people operated, I guess, was the key.
He did. He wrote our Declaration of Independence. He basically founded the country. People think it's George Washington. It was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, and he basically said, you know, humans do this. We're now, once we're formed as a government, we're heading toward collapse. And the only two things that have to happen, you know, are a centralized power, which they now have, and corruption, which we are clearly seeing in these emails from WikiLeaks.
But the good news is balance is coming into things. Nature abhors a vacuum, and the truth is coming out. So the corrupt establishment is in full panic mode, and good folks in government are helping and leaking the info, and the new media is pushing it. So, wow, what a time to be alive. Thank you so much, William Benny. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Wow, that is a true patriot right there at goodamerican.org. We'll be back. Don't forget, InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support, folks. Didn't plug that whole hour. That's how we fund ourselves. A lot of big specials. One more day on the storable food. 30 to 40% off.